Blitz. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz, hour number two. Although technically it's only half hour number two. 713-780-3776. We are out at 5:30 today to make way for Aggie.
All things Aggie on this station tonight.
Yeah, so you've got the A&M Football Bowl special at 5:30.
What bowl game are the Aggies playing in?
They're playing in the Texas Bowl.
Texas Bowl, that's right. Okay. Yeah. There's a preview for that.
Yeah, so we'll have a preview for that. And then we have Texas A&M versus St. Francis basketball beginning at 6:30.
This is an epic matchup. We've been waiting all season for this.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of St. Francis.
Billy Kennedy has this circled.
Yeah, St. Francis might be my favorite Saint. So, but we are very fortunate to be joined in studio here.
By the patron saint of mattress.
Yeah, I think that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Our good buddy Yuval from Texas Mattress Makers, who is, I'm just glad I finally have you in my office, Yuval, because usually I come to yours.
Yeah, yours is much smaller than mine. I like yours better. A whole lot less people, too.
Yeah, he's always got people running in on him every 5 minutes.
That's okay.
So hey, before we get to this, because we were talking a little sports off air, and you know, you said
ask him cuss, Fred.
Yeah, well, I'm not going to make him cuss.
You're going to make him cuss.
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so.
Take your chances.
All right.
He's going to make me cuss.
He's going to make you cuss. Okay.
That's all right. We have a dump button. Just don't do it more than once because we can only do it a couple of times.
I got you.
And then it becomes a real problem.
Everybody's sitting on edge.
What'd you think of the quarterback change? That's what you told us to ask you.
It's about time.
Okay, it was more colorful before. But
we told him not to cuss.
You told me not to say what I wanted to say. You know, it's about time. As little as I know about football, meaning the rules and how to coach a team, it was about time. You know?
Yeah.
That's my humble opinion, which is worth absolutely nothing when it comes to football, by the way.
Well, neither is ours, but we get paid for it, so.
Yeah, but
it means it's worth something.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't even think I get paid for what I know about football. Something else.
Go.
They
you
pay
know?
Me for something else completely.
Ask me something that I know.
Well, I can ask you about mattresses because this true story, first time I went out there, I was one of those people who would just go buy a bed, wouldn't think twice about it. Yuval took me around, showed me how they made them, made me go through and find the best one for me. And my goodness, it's like you're like a savant when it comes to mattresses. I learned so much just in that one day. And now you've got this new Athens thing, which I'm getting me one of those, man. Those things are fantastic. You're all the time coming up with new stuff. And you make great mattresses. Why do you keep coming up with more?
Let me help you out. True, okay? What do people know about mattresses? You were born one day. Your mom puts you in a crib.
Mm-hmm.
At any given time, she decides she takes you off that crib, puts you in a mattress. And now, that's all you know about a mattress. You never think
that's
about
it.
You never care about it. What we do, unlike retailers that you see in every corner of the city, is we actually manufacture the mattress. As you've seen, Fred, okay? Our store is not a normal store, and we have 8 acres and 170,000 square feet of manufacturing facilities. So we buy everything in the raw, and then we manufacture from A to Z. So when you walk to us, we actually only deal in mattresses. So that Athens that you're talking about, the value of it outside in the marketplace, if you could find it, would probably cost somewhere around This is stupid. I'm about to say something stupid. $15,000. Okay? The components. We take components and we make them fit the body of the individual that comes in. We actually take the time to figure out what it is that you need, why you need it, how you sleep, what's your issues, do you have any pains, how old are you, how much do you weigh, does your partner sleep the same way you do? If they do, great. If they don't, we'll make a mattress, you know, a custom build for you. And by the way, we won't charge you any more to make it custom build than to buy the mattress that you see in front of you.
Can you make me a custom-made couch for when my partner won't let me sleep in the same bed?
I can make anything that you want that you saw at the factory, okay?
Just saying, sometimes I get banished to the couch quite a bit, actually.
No,
but
you know.
So we're doing this. We're doing a giveaway here for the Big Texas Party, which is one of the things we wanted to talk about. You are giving away two VIP tickets. And basically, all you have to do is make a purchase now through January 30th. If you a purchase of more than $1,000 earns you two entries, and post a picture inside the showroom and check in at Texas Mattress Makers on Facebook or check in on Yelp, and you can enter your name up to three times. You must be 21 years or older to win. So you're going to be at this party?
Oh, yes. Everybody that wants to meet a character needs to come to the party. Forget the football players. I'll be the funniest guy around, you know? I'll be the one dressed in a clown. Don't look at him like that, Fred, okay? I'll be a clown, you know?
Okay.
That's it.
You really will wear a clown outfit, because I'll find you a really good clown outfit.
Fred has one.
Yeah, I've got several. I'm kind of a...
Listen, life is difficult enough, okay? You don't need to be serious about everything. There's nothing wrong with wearing a clown outfit. I mean, think about it. VIP tickets to the Big Texas Party, all right, with football players. I'm a skinny Jew. I have to do something to look better.
You've got
to
stand out.
And stand out, for God's sakes, you know? A clown is good. My daughter is dying here. She's dying here. She can't believe I said a skinny Jew. It kills her when I say that, okay?
Does she want you to be a fat Jew?
I don't know. You know,
I want you to look like Jonah Hill.
I don't know. God help us. You know, I'm taller than him, for God's sakes. Are you okay, Rachel? She ran out of the room. Okay.
Well, this is going to be a lot of fun, and I know we're all gonna be there, and I'm assuming Rachel will be there too. And
Rachel's not 21.
We'll embarrass her somehow. We'll let her dad do it, but we can help.
We just killed her. We don't have time to embarrass her anymore.
Yeah. What are you doing here? But, trying to get a 16-year-old girl into this party, Fred? What's wrong with you?
That's it. There comes the lawyers.
Yeah.
Well, you have to be 21 to win this.
Okay.
And you have to be 21 to get in the party.
Okay.
So, but yeah, if you buy anything now through January 30th, and if you anything more than 1,000, get you two entries. So go out and visit Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. See, I don't even need a script for that.
There you go.
I have that memorized. And actually, guys, it really is, if you're in the market, you still got a couple days here before Christmas. You want to buy each other a gift? This is a great thing to go in together on. And believe me, you're going to learn so much about how to sleep better. It makes all the difference in the world. When I'm not kicked onto the couch, I sleep like a champ.
Fred, this is the single most important thing you ever use in your life, for God's sakes. Okay? It's good for your health. It's good for your sex life. It's good for your relationship. It's good for everything you do. So if you're going to buy a mattress, at least come by and look at us.
And they're good sex beds. They really are. I think AJ can vouch for it. Well, they are.
See, he's got to go to sex. I said something that
it's
was
so vile.
And
no,
this guy is no wonder.
When you think about him
here,
having sex, doesn't it make you taste throw up a little
bit? I haven't eaten dinner yet. Hold on a minute. Okay, he's sitting here thinking he's sexy with sunglasses.
It's horrendous.
It's dark as hell in here.
I hear they make great sex beds. Okay. I wouldn't know.
Fred sloughing around on top of
that?
A woman.
You see that? That's why we have the special springs in the Athens, okay? So Fred can do whatever he wants.
Keep it
nothing
to himself, though, for the love of God, please. You know.
He's not laughing anymore. What happened?
I
say something, you're on air, for God's sake.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. And so go on out there now. You got a chance to win two VIP tickets, and the VIP tickets are going to be cool because AJ is going to be in the VIP area.
Am I?
Yeah. You're a VIP guy. I'm not. See, I'm gonna be with the people.
Good. I want to be where you're not.
Yeah.
That's
I don't like to be around regular people.
I'll be the skinny Jew in a costume standing next to AJ.
Okay.
All right. Yuval, thanks so much for coming by. And go check them out, man. Texas Mattress Makers. And the reason I really enjoy it's funny because when I get a chance to talk to Yuval, he's got so many great business tips, and I just enjoy picking his brains on things. But the one thing I've learned from him is you do business with people, not a business, and you're going to love the people out there between him and Lax and everybody that works there. They're going to get you on the best bed for you. And, you know, on that note, it's another reason why I love the guys down at Saloon Door Brewing. And if you have not been down to Webster, you got to go check these guys out. They've got two great projector screens on the wall. They're always playing sports. A great place to catch your Texans, your Rockets. Any game you want to watch is there. And Wednesday night, tonight, it's What Are the Odds Wednesday here? Trivia night. It's a big night. Go check it out. Trivia's fun, man. And I always love going doing trivia. Thursday, they have brews and bites from 4 to 9 with food pairings with beers, catering by Missy Meals. And we're going to broadcast there live again 4 to 7 on Friday, January 6th. They've got tons of great beer flavors. Go check them out. And if you're in the area, you live in the area, this really should be your hangout. And if you're just visiting down in the area, go swing by. Say hello to the gang, Jason, Austin, Jeff, Josh. And you're going to be happy with what you get. Go watch your games there. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A in Webster, less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. If you tell them I sent you at checkout, you're going to get $9.75 off your tab of $35 or more. That's Saloon Door Brewing. Check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com. So keep your love.
On ESPN 97.5.
I don't know how I could explain that in a cooler and more doper fashion.
I torture you. Take my hand through the flame.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz with Fred Fowler, A.J. Hoffman, and Jong Lee behind the glass, brought to you by
The Glass Doctor. Call The Glass Doctor, your one-stop shop for auto, home, and business glass and mirrors. That's 1-888-516-8133. That's 1-888-516-8133, or go to glassdoctor.com. That's glassdoctor.com. Glass Doctor, we fix your pains.
Lauren the Aggie said, the mattress guy is so funny now. I want to go buy a mattress and meet him. I wish you could hear what he was saying off air, because
yeah, he's a funny dude.
He's a very funny dude. Good guy. And I'm really, it's one of the best things about my job is getting a chance to work with people like Yuval and the Whitmires and Lawyer Dave, guys I just really like and respect. And they will do a good job for you. So go check them out if you're looking for a mattress. And you got a chance to win VIP tickets now. So, and I'm guessing Lauren the Aggie's probably one of the people who's happy that we're going to be out at 5:30 because it's all Aggie.
Oh, it's Aggie time.
Yeah. She also says, why did I listen to y'all when you said you would take Memphis? If I'd left my pick alone, I'd be tied with AJ now.
True.
Well, I admit I felt really, really good about that, but that's why it's gambling. It's weird, though, if I could have gone back and maybe canceled one of those bets, I might have. When the line kept going up, I never liked that. I never like when the line's going in the opposite direction of what I'm playing. I always like it when it's playing along with me, because then I feel like I'm on the right side of it. But no, they didn't show up. They were out partying in Boca Raton, of all things. So, you know what? We never did get to finish this off, that threat that the Minnesota players were going to boycott.
Because you knew they weren't.
Right. Because, well, apparently they claim the boycott was canceled after they read the 90-page or 80-page sexual assault investigation report.
Mm-hmm.
I have my theory on it.
And what's that?
School said, play or we revoke your scholarship, which they can do. And I'm sure they all said, we don't like those guys that much.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was never going to happen.
Well, I'm glad they've got it figured out. There were some people comparing that to the guys who were leaving for the NFL early. I don't think there's. I don't think it's the same conversation.
There's no comparison there, and yeah, I'm still getting people trying to tell me that this is a real problem that these guys aren't playing, and it's not. It's no different than a guy. How is this different than a guy leaving early? A guy. So instead of taking, because like Zeke Elliott talking about how he'd do anything for one more opportunity with his guys. Well, you had 12 more opportunities. Well, 14 probably, if you'd stayed in school for another year. I don't get it. I don't know why people are trying to turn this into something. I guess it's because it's a slow time and we've got to create news. But, oh well. Wesley, I lost with you on Memphis, but won with Omaha Steaks. There you go.
There you go.
Good job. Guys, if you stick with us, you'll be all right. We're still well over 60%, and it's been a really good year. That one just hurt a little bit. But... you know what? We'll bounce back. I have to just take a step back, take a deep breath, come back better than
ever.
We
need to bleep and regroup.
Yeah. I'm just not going to do – I'm not going to play the game tonight. I need to let my account – the smoke quit coming off my account. That's what I need to do. All right. That's going to wrap it up already. I get to drink early tonight. Want to thank Jong Lee. Great job.
I am going to drink early tonight.
AJ Hoffman. Great job. You've all did a great job. You know what? The show wasn't long enough for me to screw up today, so I did okay.
You've done worse.
Give myself a C-. All right, we will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow will be our last show of the week. In fact, our last show until next Wednesday. And, yeah, so make sure you tune in. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.
To ESPN 97.5.